Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to all of my brothers and sisters in the Lord. I pray that you're doing well, and I'm so glad that you tuned in today to Love Remnant Tabernacle Radio Church. You know, in a season like this, which is the Holy Week season, the Easter season, the season in which we reflect what our Lord and Savior did for us on the cross, we're blessed to be part of a remnant that loves the message of the cross, the message of the blood. We don't have a problem when people talk about the nails and the spear. We get excited when we, being the remnant church, the true church, the faithful few who cleave to Jesus and let go of everything else. The remnant church loves the message of Christ. But we do live in a day and an age when along with the remnant church, there's an apostate church. There's a church in existence today that ridicules the cross, the blood, Jesus, the nails, the spear. In fact, in many churches today that have really gone off, that are really embracing this world, the cross has been removed. Not that we had the kinds of crosses that are within a Roman Catholic pagan church, but we just had simple crosses in our church. At the center of the church, we had simple crosses hanging to remind us of why we were gathered and who saved us and how he saved us. But today, in these churches where they're people-friendly, they're called people-friendly churches, the cross is removed because the cross is an offensive message. And in fact, most churches that are now flowing in that kind of ecclesiology, in those churches, they don't even want to be called churches anymore. They just want to say, why don't you come over to our campus? So campus has replaced the word church. And the pastor, the personality, has replaced Christ. No longer is the cross the center of attention, the center of attraction, our sole focus. That's in these new churches. But those of us who are old school can't get enough of Jesus, the cross, his blood. So in addition to those churches who are apostate and who play down Jesus, minimize Jesus, do little to mention him, there are other apostate churches that are far more vocal against Jesus. And one of the preachers in one of these vocal churches passed away November 10th, and he was adamant. No, don't preach Jesus, don't preach the cross, don't preach the blood, don't preach the nails, don't preach the spear. But today's word of encouragement, I want to exhort you. In past weeks, we've had word of encouragement. Today, I have words of exhortation. I want to challenge you to not to go the way of the apostate church. Remain faithful to Christ. Remain faithful to the teaching of the apostles who preached Christ and him crucified. That's the challenge today. That's the word of exhortation today. Don't get corrupted. Allow the leaven that is permeating these churches leaven you, contaminate you, corrupt you. Fight back, push back. Be determined to preach only Christ and him crucified. Stand up for the Lord in these dark and evil days. Because, as you will hear in a few moments, the devil has those who are attacking the Lord day and night and vehemently. And the Lord needs to have some who will defend him and his gospel. So let's listen to a dead apostate by the name of Miles Monroe. And let's see what he had to say. Let's see how he mocked the cross, the message of the cross. Let's listen, witness for yourself how this man mocked the cross, mocked the blood of Jesus, ridiculed the nails and the spear. Listen for yourself. Pray that it would excite within you holy anger. Holy anger. And that it would give you a resolve to stand up for Jesus when others are attacking him. Listen to this series of blasphemous statements.
You know why the people on your job really ain't Christians right now? Because you are preaching to them Jesus Christ. Tough to teach this. I feel like a man in the desert by myself. See, that's not what you're supposed to preach. You preach the kingdom of God to the folks on the job. Tell them that you can get your citizenship back. There is a kingdom that belonged to you before you was even born. You were born to be a part of a government rulership that has dominion of the earth. Your condition is not supposed to control you. You're supposed to control them. Your circumstances are supposed to run your life. You're supposed to run your circumstances. You're supposed to be dominating your finances and your emotions and your problems. You're supposed to be on top of this thing. Folks want to hear that. People ain't worried about no blood or no cross. They're worried about how they're going to make it through the day. This takes the pressure off you, you know? Because you don't want to be talking about blood in the boardroom. You don't want to be talking about blood on the school ground. You don't want to be talking about blood and nails and the spear in his side. Because that's not what you're supposed to be talking about. You got to talk about how to solve people's problems. That's good news. Say, hey, you know, this thing you're going through, yeah, man. There's a higher level of living you can live that can with this thing. There's a higher attitude you could have. There's a higher vision you could have for your life that can overcome these problems. And man, this thing is for you free. And the person would say, well, how do I get there? Then you tell them about born again. The good news is not Jesus. That's tough for you to hear. The good news is the kingdom. He said it himself. Matter of fact, oh, Lord, have mercy. I think I turned a million scriptures. I don't know what to do, Lord. Jesus preached the gospel of the kingdom. Am I right? Say that with me. Jesus preached the gospel of the kingdom. Say it again. Jesus preached. He did not preach himself.
Now, is it any wonder that this man died a horrific death? Is it any wonder that this blasphemer of blasphemers, whom Satan was using in these last days, died the way he did, November 10th, 2014? Let me read to you what we're supposed to preach. Don't go by what this apostate has just said. Let's listen to what Paul says we ought to preach in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 18 through 24. And that's where our word of exhortation comes tonight. Paul says, I'll start at verse 17 of chapter 1. For Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel. Not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ be made of none effect. Look what Paul says. Paul says here, for Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach. There the word preach is, in the Greek, it really means to evangelize. The Greek word is evangeliso. That's the Greek word. Christ sent me not to baptize, but to evangeliso. not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect. So you see, this one scripture, when Miles Monroe said, the good news is not, the good news is not Jesus Christ. Look what Paul says. Christ, God sent me to preach or to evangelizo the gospel. And what's the gospel? The cross of Christ. This man, Miles Monroe, has contradicted inspired scripture. Scripture's inspired by the Holy Ghost. For Paul goes on to say, for the preaching of the cross, the preaching of the cross is to them that what? That perish foolishness. Now, you notice that you have here in verse 18 the word preaching. In verse 17 you had the word preach. The word preach in verse 17 is evangeliso. But in Greek, the word for preaching in verse 18 is logos. So it really means for the logos or the word of the cross, the word, word simply means the message. For the message of the cross, that God's salvation has come, the message of the cross, the word of the cross is that God's salvation has come through Christ's death at Calvary. That's what it means. The message of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For after that in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching. Now we have the third time in these verses that the word preaching or preach is emphasized. We saw it in verse 17. In verse 17, Paul says, God, Christ sent me not to baptize, but to evangelize. He sent me to evangelizo. And what is the message? What is the tool for his evangelization? The message of the cross. Then in verse 18, he says, for the preaching of the cross, but the word preaching there is logos. It's different from the word, the Greek word in verse 17. Logos simply means the word of the cross. For the word or the message of the cross is to them that perish foolishness. What's the message of the cross? That salvation has come to us via Calvary. Whose salvation? Well, the salvation God has provided when he so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son. But in verse number 21, it says, for after that in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God, it pleased God by the foolishness of preaching. And here the word preaching is a different Greek word. It's the third different Greek word and is keruso. And this simply means to herald, to proclaim with a loud voice, heralding. Like a town crier gets in the middle of town and he begins to shake a bell, and this brings the crowd coming, and then once the crowd is there, he begins to make the proclamation. And so Paul says that we are to what? To make this proclamation. Now, it says, the preaching to them that save them that believe. For the Jew require a sign, and the Greek seek after wisdom. But we preach what? What do we preach? What is it that we preach? What is it? What is it that we preach? We preach whom? We preach Christ. Christ. What do we do? We preach Christ. And what else about Christ? Christ in the manger? No. Christ at the Sermon on the Mount? No. Christ healing the sick? No. See, what is the pinnacle of the work of Christ? The pinnacle of the work of Christ is what? We preach Christ and Him, what? Crucified. Crucified. Because when He was crucified and He shed His blood, when He was crucified and He shed His blood, you and I were saved. And this is why the devil inside of Miles Monroe just hated Christ, hated the blood, hated the message of the cross, didn't want his disciples to preach about the nails and the spear. But we, the remnant church, not members of the apostate church, but we, the members of the remnant church, we are going to preach Christ and Him crucified. I want you to listen to this hymn. When I survey the wondrous cross. And after that, we'll come back and I'll give you more on this text. Let's listen.
The Prince of Glory.
When I surveyed the wondrous cross, when you survey the cross, what do you see? You ought to see the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. When you survey the cross, what should you see? The Lamb. Whose Lamb? God's Lamb. Not your Savior. Not my. In other words, it's not the Savior that you produced or the Savior that I produced. It's not the Savior that the Baptist has produced or the Anglican or the Presbyterians or the Pentecostals. No, no, no. It's God's Savior. When you survey the wondrous cross, you survey God's Lamb that does what? That gives you houses and promises you prosperity and promises you Bentleys and Cadillacs, a Savior who promises you expensive vacations? No. You see, when you survey the wondrous cross, you see the Lamb of God that does what? Takes away the sins of the world. Not only do you see him taking away your sins, but then you're compelled to go and tell others that he's also taken away their sins. The Lamb of God. The Lamb that Miles Monroe hated so much. But Paul says this as I close. He says, but we preach Christ crucified. So there are three things here in verse 23. First of all, preach. Preach. In other words, put all that you have into proclaiming Christ. Preaching is not talking in a monotone voice. Preaching is not having a discussion. Preaching is not having a talk. Preaching, no. Preaching is getting behind the sacred desk and being as animated and as alive for Christ, knowing that you have 30 minutes to raise the dead. That's preaching. So he says, we preach. That's our main activity, preaching. But who do we preach? Do we preach ourselves? Do we preach our own brand? Do we preach our own name, our own gifts? Do we promote our own anointing? No. We're like John the Baptist. We are sent to decrease that he might increase. We preach. We get animated about Christ. And where do we end in our message about Christ? Well, we may begin in the manger, and we may talk about the Sermon on the Mount, and we may talk about the people that he fed, and the people that he healed, and the people that he delivered. But your message can't end there. It must always end with Christ crucified. But we preach Christ, the Anointed One, and him crucified. Let me exhort you that during this Easter season, during this Holy Week season, as you come across people, as you meet with people, remember the challenge that the Lord is giving you today. Preach only Christ. Don't talk about your church. Talk only about Jesus. Philip, the evangelist, met the Ethiopian eunuch, and it says at that same scripture, he began to talk to him about Jesus. Philip didn't talk to him about his senior pastor, Peter, at the Jerusalem church. Philip didn't begin to tell the eunuch about what a great church the Jerusalem church was and how he should become a member. That same scripture, Philip began to preach Christ unto him, and him crucified. Preach Christ only, and emphasize the message of the cross. Emphasize, despite what Miles Monroe tells you, you emphasize the cross. People want to hear about the cross. People want to hear about the blood. People want to hear about the nails and the spear. If you don't believe me, you'll see this week how thousands of people flock to church. Millions will flock to church. Every time around this season, every time this part of the year comes around, people flock to church. And this is our golden opportunity. Don't miss your opportunity to preach Christ only and him crucified. Don't miss your chance to do right by Jesus. Remember, the person that you're talking to is a soul in desperate need of salvation. There is salvation in no other name but in the name of Jesus. There is salvation in no other than in the person and work of Christ. Let me leave you with this last hymn, Cross at the Cross, where I first saw the light. Listen, meditate, and be blessed. This is Radio Shepherd signing off. May the Lord keep you, bless you, watch over you. And remember today's word of exhortation. Preach only Christ and him crucified. God bless.